Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 2-3-2022. All right. Yesterday was a 2-2-22, wasn't it? Very interesting. Now, I'm going to start out tonight. Let's say a prayer for somebody. Lord Jesus, everybody pray for me now, because I'll tell you, we've got a Robert C. Robert C. in a hospital in San Diego. Lord Jesus, will you go and touch Robert C. right now? He's had a kidney transplant, but he's having trouble with the rejection and fighting for his life. Lord Jesus, will you go to Robert C. in San Diego? Will you touch him, Lord Jesus? Will you provide him a medical miracle and restore him back to full function? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the other day, we were watching before they announced it. And incidentally, there's more than 3,000 troops that have gone or are preparing to deploy. When they talked about it, they didn't talk about 10th Mountain, which actually went the day before, all right? The 10th Mountain went the day before, and they were taken by helicopter from Drum and on down to the East Coast. They got on C-130s with the tankers and the whole nine yards, okay, and went out. At the time, I knew, I said, I bet you Bragg is getting ready to go. Sure as shooting, Bragg is going, okay, and others. Now, I also understand that the Big Red One in Fort Riley is preparing to deploy, and they're typically a bot in Europe, all right? So this thing is just getting more and more and more deep. Now, I understand the need to prepare to deter Putin. But the way to have done that is already way beyond World War II fighting conventionally. This is not even going to be what I would say, it won't even be like a Desert Storm conventional fight. Because now you're dealing with the Russians, all right? And it seems like none of the NATO countries are putting anybody in the mix besides England and the United States. Now, the British have had a lot of people, special ops, SAS, SBS, all the different stuff. They've had that in Romania, all right? But the fact is, they don't tell you on Fox or CNN or whatever, you know, you're watching, is that the Russians have the ability to shut down, like the USS Donald Cook. That's one of the first times we saw it. Now, we actually saw it prior to that, but that was in a helicopter deal that was way prior to that, where there was a problem with the Marine Corps helicopter, the secondary backup one that followed a presidential one a long time ago, years and years, more than 17 years ago. And there was a problem electronically with that. But since the Donald S. Cook, we've had all kinds of ships get shut down. Also other, like the Cook was, an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer. Arleigh Burke-class destroyer, okay? Top of the mark, supposedly, top of the line. Now, fact is that they can do that. They've also can shut down. I could just run, you know, list off a whole bunch of things. The two military army helicopters off of Navarre Beach, Florida, flying from the back lot of Eglin, and they were flying over the coast at Navarre Beach, and they flew, this was from the witness, flew into a green, like electronic fog, and one helicopter was able to turn quick, put on the full power and power out of that. The other went down in the drink. In that same time frame was a, I believe it was an F-18 coming out of either an F-18 or an F-16 16 coming out of South Carolina that crashed in the Georgia woods. Then we've had all kinds of these. I've told you and told you and told you again. This is more than just jamming this. They can shut down the power. The Donald Cook, all of its power was shut off by one either MiG or Sukhoi flying over it in the Black Sea. Pop goes the weasel. Okay? We've had all kind of stuff go down in Arizona. All kind of stuff going down out west. Fighter planes, all kind of stuff. But the sabotage has been ongoing. Has been ongoing, ongoing, ongoing. Now, let me just run through some stuff here because it's just quite interesting. You know, we've talked about the Russians being inside the United States. Do you think Dana Perino or Brett Baer or any of those people know any of that, let alone the CNN idiots, all right? So the fact is, when you're talking about the stuff that's already happened, all right, when they've got you focused on the new revelations about the COVID and all of the things that have come out about the gain of function and about all of this stuff, they want you to pay attention to that while they're getting ready to nail you with something else. So, it's quite interesting. Facebook crashed, I guess, to the tune of about $250 billion gone, okay? Can you imagine that? Somebody's a trillionaire or whatever, all right? So Zuckerberg's net worth personally is down $30 billion in one day. Well, the CIA, allegedly the CIA financed him in the first place when he was in college, all right? Anyway, don't pay attention to that. Keep your eye on what is coming, which is, according to the Lord Jesus and according to Ezekiel, let's just talk about the United States, all right? Verse 9, Ezekiel 38. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud over the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, this is verse 10, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. That is the Great Plains, the cattle areas, the, you know, the center of the country, the grain belt, the wheat belt, where all the cattle are being raised. All of this stuff points towards the Russians, as well as going against Israel and the different things. In other words, the Gog-Magog war is starting up, has already started. Has already started. So, I've talked about longer than for a number of years about the Russians being here and also Red Chinese being in the United States. We told you when the Joker Ted Obama was the president, he hired over a battalion of Spetsnaz, the Russian Special Forces. Well, then you could also just come right across the Canadian border. What, unless you're a truck, walk right across the southern border where one of the William Lajeunesse, a reporter for Fox, was down there the other day, and he's talking to a Russian and a Ukrainian coming through the border, walking across. You got people camping out, kumbaya campouts in the midst of fields. All right. Billions and millions and millions of people pouring in across the borders. You have 70 of them, they look and they catch, they're all wearing camouflage. Well, who are they working for? All right? In the midst of all of that, we have oil going to 90 bucks a gallon, or a barrel, excuse me, today. If it goes up a little more, we're going to see 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe if it keeps going up, $10 a gallon gasoline. How much do you think food will be then? You're saying, I can't buy that food, or I can't, you know, you better get what you can now. Methodically prepare. I'm going to tell you one more time. Methodically prepare down your list with emphasis placed on certain areas of the preparations list. You know what I'm saying? Food, water purification, water storage, firearms, ammunition, NBC gear, medical supplies, you know, all the different things that you may need. Warm clothing, socks, extra long-handled underwear, insulate, all the different stuff, the layers, the fleece, all of it. Because I'm going to tell you, when the lights go out, and I still think that they're going to knock the power grid out at some point, then within 12 months, 90% of the population of the United States, that's per congressional testimony, will be dead. Don't be one of the 90%. Lord Jesus tells you, he that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. Well, let's follow what Lord Jesus wants us to do, which is endureth till the end. But the Russians, we've talked about a lot, and particularly since Thanksgiving, and I've been telling you this, that, and the other. Now, we talked about their communication ways. Do you remember a few weeks ago when we talked about how they're using, the Russians were using pop songs or different songs and their titles, and you look into them a little bit, and one of them was what? What did I tell you? Eye of the Tiger. Remember that? Well, guess what? We just had Lunar New Year, the Chinese New Year just took place, and it's the year of the tiger. Now, in the eye of the tiger, which is where we're at right now, you're going to see Putin meeting, and already meeting, with Xi. They're going to get their ducks in a row. Going to get the ducks in the row, all right, so to speak. In other words, they're going to get their timing cues down, decide who's going first, what, how it's going to happen, what's going to go on, okay? And people are playing with the Spotify and Rogan and Neil Young and all this crap. Freedom of speech should be sacrosanct. But now you've got the Canadian truckers. And you got American truckers, all right, starting to come into the fold now. Going to D.C., perhaps. The Canadians went to Ottawa. They've apparently been infiltrated a little bit. Somebody may try to spring a deal. And then, did you see the Mr. Chief of Police of Ottawa, Canada? You piece of crap, you. All right? You can't control your city because you're serving the elite Luciferian New World Order power structure. And you've got your regulation black glasses on. Reminds me of military glasses from the war eras. right, Vietnam warrior, and he's telling you on the TV about how everything is on the table to bring back control of the streets and there's too much honking of the horns, etc. Now, most of you people don't recall when the farmers went in the United States during Jimmy Carter's era and drove tractors from all over the United States. And the truckers came into it a little bit, too. And they rang the Capitol. And they honked their horns and revved their engines so loud that today, you see, they would be domestic terrorists. Back then, Peanuts Carter sent for... Well, who was it? It was our old friend, Dr. Gene Schroeder, who was in charge of that, one of the people that organized that tractor march to Washington, so to speak, tractor brigade or convoy to Washington, D.C., and they brought him in to meet with some, one of the Carters or Peanuts' advisors, and the question, they said, what is it that you want? You know what the farmers wanted back in the 70s? They wanted parity of prices, not artificially held down on corn, soybeans, wheat, barley, other grains, okay? They wanted parity of pricing to match the inflation that was ongoing back then. And back then, they used to figure the inflation rate the real way, where they included food, they included housing, they included insurances, medical costs, all of, they had all of it in the mix. And back then, people had 18% mortgages, 18% annual mortgages. 12 was most common. If you were like a triple A's credit rating and had 20% down, you might get 12 or 13. I remember one time, the first house I bought, when it broke through 10 and I saw 9 3/4, I called the realtor. I said, I'd jump on that thing right now. I want to lock it in. Called the bank, 9 3/4. That was the best deal we had ever going to get, we thought. And people now are saying, well, I wish it would go back to 2 or 3. Well, it's at 3-something or 4 or whatever for a mortgage right now for most people, 4% or high 3s or whatever. But back then, we were, over the prime rate was what, 12%. And then mortgages were, some of them, 7, 16, 18% mortgages. And the pricing was just going nuts. And you had real inflation rates back then, real inflation rates. We're probably closer to 20% annually. And all the farmers wanted was, they ever had corn at, say, $2 a bushel. They wanted to see it go to 4 because that was going to be the place where they could make any money. And the cost kept going up and up and up. And it's doing that again. And we were much better off, in a sense, back then than we are now. Because the total debt is not there. And now, people say, well, we got $30 trillion in debt. All right? Well, now. Interesting. Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff, out of Boston, who was Ronnie Reagan's favorite economist, Kotlikoff will tell you, I think that the real, true debt obligations of all the stuff that's not on the books, the off-the-books stuff, like military pensions and other things like that, secret deals that are made with this one, that one, the other one, okay? That the total federal or the U.S. government's total debt obligations and responsibilities are closer to $200 trillion with a T. That can never be paid off. You could never pay that off. There's not $200 trillion in assets to pay that. Now, who's the debt owed to? Who holds the debt? those that own the securities or the debt obligation instruments, and most of them deal with the supply of money and the Federal Reserve Bank system, okay? Controlled by the New York Federal Reserve, which is owned by a large group of banks, and most of those are owned out of banks in London. This thing is not going to go right. Lord Jesus has told us in Mr. Hodges, Dave Hodges is calling a concentration camp situation not to be put into in Illinois. Well, let me tell you what. You've got it in Arizona, Washington State, New York, etc. Michigan's been a concentration camp in a sense anyway. They're literally talking about people and still talking about people with infectious disease. Now, we just had the Omicron, which is the everybody gets it real quickly disease. Now, I predicted to you that this is going to be the get it quick thing and everybody gets it. Remember we talked about that when the thing first came out, the COVID? And we talked about how SARS was the first thing and how then Mikovits, the Professor Mikovits, the woman doctor, said that Fauci's allegedly created three or four pandemics. All right? AIDS being one of them. Now, if you look at what's happening, and it's kind of interesting, you look what's happening in the Netherlands. There's a new variant of HIV. And guess what? You catch it more quickly. Now, we talked about how Gulf War illness or Gulf War syndrome, when I talked to Dr. Garth Nicholson, who used to be the head of MD Anderson Cancer Center until W. Bush, as governor, sent Texas Rangers allegedly in there at gunpoint and got him and his wife out of there and removed them. Why? Because they were blowing the cover on certain lab experiments that were being done with the Dr. Ibrahim Barbudi out of Libya and about another guy, I forget his name, but down in Atlanta, who were doing experiments and bioweapon experiments, and that Bush's, allegedly his top attorney, chief of staff, top attorney, he held a number of different positions. I won't name him just because you can look it up. And that they knew that the MOP gear, the M-O-P-P gear, the protective gear of our troops, that the MOP suits had tiny pinprick holes in them. They then took our M16 mask with the little cheek filters, which are not used anymore and for a good reason, and they then tried to penetrate it with different biological weaponry that contained, Dr. Garth Nicholson told me, up to 40% of the genetic envelope of HIV, the part that tells the cell, oh, we're so nice, let us in. And then when it's let us in, it's like, ha-ha, now we've got you, good cell, we're going to eat you alive, all right? Sounds like the COVID, don't it? Sounds like the AIDS, doesn't it? Because that's where it originally came from. And AIDS was created. If you've never read the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, Ebola, and Emerging Viruses by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, see if you can get, there's probably a used copy or a new copy. You can get it from him or probably on Amazon. AIDS and Ebola and Emerging Viruses, Dr. Leon Horowitz. And he details in there how AIDS was created and that the funding came through Congress. And the original plan was to give it to the gay people, which they did, starting out in St. Louis, New York, and a few other places, San Francisco. And then they also were going to give it to heterosexuals in African villages. They then went to inoculate people with smallpox. Good thing, right? And they went village to village. If you go back a year later, you see HIV and AIDS break out in this village, the next village, the next village, the next village. So what I'm trying to say, and I'm saying it taking too long to say it, but I'm giving you a few nuggets so that you understand the history of this crap and the things that guys like New World Order Luciferian scumbags, allegedly like Fauci, who in his own emails basically tells you that they did the gain-of-function research and he funded it. But here's the deal. They're going to probably release something closer to a hemorrhagic fever eventually, or an Ebola-like pox. Now, the Ebola pox was created a number of years back in the 90s, I believe, allegedly in Australia in a big pharma company. Oh, just probably doing gain-of-function research to protect the Australians, you see, in case something like this ever came up. Well, guess what the kill ratio on that was? 90% or better. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going to happen is just going to be incredible. But you have to stick in the main proper preparedness. Tip for you is repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart and be your Savior. And if you're true and if you're sincere, then he'll start to wash you clean. And if you were to die in the face of standing against tyranny and evil, or just die at all, then you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. That's the best deal you're going to get. You better take advantage of it real quick. Because if you don't, and you ixnad, and oh, Hawk, you're just a dummy. Well, let me tell you something. You can tell that to Lucifer in hell when he welcomes you, okay? Now, the Russians and their communications. The Russians are here. Obama hired over a battalion of Spetsnaz. They're still here. They're still being paid. Plus, more have come in. Plus, you had the GRU, the Russian military intelligence, illegals that are stay-behinds or infiltrators that came, many of them, years ago. And
ladies and gentlemen, isn't it interesting? Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it interesting where they knocked me up the air? I'm talking about the Russians that Obama hired and the stay-behinds that are inside the United States. So consequently, they knocked me off the air and I'm on the tin can, you see? Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. Knocked me clear off the internet, the whole nine yards, and off the Skype, the whole bit. So, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you quick. Now, Brother Quayle did confirm some of the information I've been telling you. He said, yeah, you're right. The Russians are here. Russian special ops people and Spetsnaz are around. They got suitcases. They're doing Sabo stuff. They're in the Great Lakes. They're in the St. Lawrence Seaway. They're in the TVA. The Brother Quayle says also that he got a report from somebody. I have not confirmed it independently, but it does not seem too far-fetched for me that the U.S. Special Ops or Special Forces were hunting some of the Russians in the high in the North Woods, maybe, allegedly, I don't know, I think possibly it could be Northern Lake Michigan area, I'm not sure. Could be another lake, could be Ontario or Erie or Superior, whatever it might be. But I think it might be the northern area like Michigan. But apparently, the Spetsnaz set a ambush or a trap and lit up our guys and killed some of them. Well, that ain't going to be heard about, is it? That ain't going to be on 60 Minutes or NBC or ABC or CBS or Fox or CNN. Ain't going to be there. So I'm just telling you that's a possibility. I have not independently confirmed that, but it does not surprise me because there has been an ongoing hunt, and I've talked to you about it since Thanksgiving, and it's still ongoing. They still have P8s and P3s that are going over big lakes, Great Lakes, St. Lawrence Seaway, TVA areas. Now I'm going to tell you another one. Truman Lake in Missouri, just above Warsaw, Missouri, okay, in that area. Well, if you know the map and you understand the territory and what you're doing, well, not too far north of that or northeast, northwest a little bit is Knob Noster, Whiteman Air Force Base, where the B-2 stealth bombers fly out of. Well, it just so happens, and the only way I know that is I was traveling through there on Highway 50 a number of years ago, when coming from where Knob Noster and Whiteman is, I saw a couple B-2s take off, come right over ahead of me, right? And I said, wow. And they're headed directly over Truman Lake, which is the northern portion of the lakes that comprise what I would say loosely the Lake of the Ozarks. It's just more than one lake in central Missouri. Well, the other day there was an A-10 Warthog, which is a tank killer. Now, why are they going to have an A-10 Warthog flying at around 2,000 feet and real slow, okay, going racetracks back and forth on that portion of Truman Lake and around the areas, the wooded areas? Was there somebody there, a Russian, possibly with one of the electronic, portable electronic weapons that can knock out one of our planes or knock out one of our ships? Was there somebody down there with something like that that was waiting for a stealth to take off and to maybe they could knock the avionics out of it right off the bat while it's first taking off and not necessarily in the stealth mode, you see? So the Warthog is cruising looking for somebody. Now then we see, this is just a few days ago, we see down up at Pensacola, we see an A-10 Warthog doing the same thing, doing racetracks. Well, A-10s do have some radar, and they have, if they put sensors in them and different stuff, they can look for things. They're used to looking for close things and small things. But one A-10 is not going to cover that area of the Gulf of Mexico up of Pensacola, let alone going on over to the west and, you know, and southwest and to Texas and all of that. It's just not going to cover all of that, you know, the, you know, Alabama, Mississippi, you know, Gulf Coast, Louisiana, and on over to Texas. It ain't going to be able to cover it. So then it appears, oh, interestingly enough, private contractor aircraft that belong to a private contractor Air Force that the Pentagon pays for, they then started to fan out all over the Gulf Coast. What are they looking for? They're looking for Russian submarines or Red Chinese submarines or Iranian submarines or North Korean submarines. They're probably Russian or Red Chinese. I'd say likely Russian. And they're also looking for the potential with an array or a span of them. They're looking with their radars. It forms, in a sense, and all kind of aircraft are up over the United States because they're playing hopscotch. They do not want to be sitting on the ground, so then they leave their Air Force base or their naval base or their Army aircraft facility or Marine Corps facility, and they then get up in the air, turn on their radars and all their stuff, and they're forming, in a sense, a cap or a radar cap over the United States to just on the one chance possibly to be able to detect a hypersonic launch from somewhere, or even just a real quick, doesn't even have to be hypersonic, just could be a cruise missile, fast cruise missile launch. The hypersonics in a low Earth orbit, they might pick it up, you see. not in time to necessarily shoot it down, because by the time they drop out, it's a minute, less than 2 minutes to hit any target in the world. All right? I'd say less than a minute, to be honest with you. And with a nuclear weapon. All right? Now, how are the Russians communicating? Interestingly enough, we know that there's possibility that they put smaller type subs into the Great Lakes. We talked about that back Thanksgiving and on, about how they may have done it by bringing in a big fishing type boat or a yacht, or what do you call a big cabin cruiser, or a research vessel, or whatever it might be. And stuff, and we talked to you about how they have ones they can just flip the sides down, drop the small subs into the water, right? Or they can just put them in the water in the ocean and let them go through, right? Nobody's picking that up. They're trying to sell you gasoline and food as you go along the thing, and you want to pay your dues at the lock and all that kind of business. You know what I'm saying? They're not necessarily watching for national security threats. It's partially Canada, partially the U.S., St. Lawrence Seaway. But once you get into the lakes, well, where's the Coast Guard? The Coast Guard is basically, you know, defanged, and most of the Coast Guard vessels, the bigger ones, are somewhere off being used as mainline ships of the Navy, overseas somewhere, or they're out at sea, but they're not in the Great Lakes like they used to be. Oh, they have some people there and all of that, no kidding, but then the deal is, it's got submarines. Now, let's talk about communications, because this is real stuff. I've told you in the past about the washing machine. Runk, 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 runk. We talked to you also about how the Russians use the national message board system, okay? The national message, system board, and put their coded messages on it because nobody's paying attention. The NSA is looking at the satellite. We got the hook, the bucket, and, we're on this, hut, and AI and all that. Meanwhile, old signal intelligence people, say less than 10 of them around the world, less than 10, okay, are picking up on certain things. And I talked to you about how the Russians are using the 20-meter hand band, all right? And they're using that, and then they're also using the 80-meter hand band. And they're going to different frequencies, whatever. We then have talked about the washing machine and where it was at and all the different things. But now what they're doing is they're using not the very low frequency, but they're using low frequency. And it varies, but somewhere between around 200 kilocycles. And for those people who have, the waterfall displays and all the spread spectrum analyzers, I mean, the people are really deep into signals. And I'm not, but I know people who are, deep background people. And it would have been, and years ago, it was somewhere around 315 kilohertz, and now it's around 200 kilohertz, and maybe it's 197, maybe it's 205, whatever it is at this moment or time. But what they do at that level, in that low frequency, is utilized to communicate through water or through earth. It's not the very low, but it's the low frequency. Say 200 kilohertz, all right? And they do CW very slowly. In other words, they use like a telegraph key, for those who don't know what it is. They use like a key, and they're doing it very slowly. They're not going deet, 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 deet. They're not doing that. They're going deet, 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 deet. Okay? They're going slowly so that it can be heard, and they're doing 5 alphanumeric characters, in other words, 5 numbers or 5 letters or numbers or numerals in a series that's encrypted, And they're doing it so that assets all over in the going through water can hear it. Now, what if one of those submarines or one of the fishing vessels, say in Lake Michigan or in Lake Ontario or Erie or Superior or wherever it might be, or in Tennessee River or wherever it is, it could be just a nice big old houseboat on the Kentucky River or the Tennessee River or the Mississippi River or the Missouri or whatever it could be or wherever it's at. That they could then be doing this, but it's being heard also in other parts of the world as needed. We have some, perhaps, in the UK picking it up, and some others somewhere else, maybe in Europe picking it up, but in water areas, like it's coming through water. It's not a huge, powerful signal. So the Russians are using that, and the one that was heard by, let's just call them somebody from the United Kingdom, heard it, and then in the background, for a brief moment, they heard Russian folk music. You know, that kind of stuff, all right? And then that was gone, all right? This stuff is real. I don't know if they're going to blow something or when, but they have the opportunity to do so, and we're hunting them and have been since I broke the story from the deep background guys around Thanksgiving, all right? And I'm telling you, they live in the North Woods, they live in the fishing camps, they live in the old-fashioned 1950s motels and hotels around the lakes. You know, the ones that, say, maybe 8-10 years ago had under construction or remodeling or something. You know, the ones that said, free TV, magic fingers, flashing, vacancy, no vacancy, that kind of stuff. The big cheap motel, the Arrowhead motel, the moccasin foot motel, the Pecos River motel, whatever it is, right? The 1950s, early 60s kind of motels. Well, those all have been redone, and then the people, it's like they're permanently filled, you see. No vacancy. Now, also, let's go down and let's look at a fertilizer plant on fire and about ready to explode. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I've been by that plant years ago when I traveled down in there. I know where it's at. You're just going by it, you know. On the road, they used to travel in the Carolinas. Well, anyway, the thing is on fire and all of that, and it's getting so bad that they're afraid that it's going to explode. And on the first hand, you got fertilizer once again getting hit, don't you? You remember the big fertilizer plant in Texas that the Russians stuck out? Remember all the train derails and all the stuff back then? On what? Oil, grain. Chemicals, remember? And then we had to jag down there in Houston area and in Texas, all of the recycle plants, all of the chemical plants, all of that. And then remember, there'd be a tit for tat, and one would blow up in China. We've covered this very well, and we've been correct all these years. So, what's going on here with the Winston-Salem? I also had a report from down that area. Let's just say somebody up in the mountainous area is up in there, wherever it might be. Somewhere between, I'm not going to even tell you. Let's just say somewhere north of Winston-Salem in mountains, okay? That somebody saw a group of guys with flannel shirts, they got good old boy, look like good old, they call them mountain jacks in the North Carolina, called good old mountain jacks, all right? And they had like combat boots on, they had mud on them and all that kind of stuff. Well, that probably was deer hunt or something, right? Or whatever, right? But then somebody who had a good ear for language, And they had a back table, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 or whatever. They all looked just like good old boys, ball caps and, you know, flannel shirts, old jackets, you know, just blue jeans. And they talked English just fine. They talked like, but then every now and then, it's like they was talking a foreign language. But low down, on the low down, you know? And the foreign language, apparently, to the person's ears, was most likely Russian, because they'd heard that spoken in Brooklyn years ago. All right? So, were these the guys that maybe put some stuff down there in that thing, took off, and were gotten muddy? Well, anyway, as they left and went and got in their multiple black SUVs, okay? Multiple black SUVs, probably bought for them by the Pentagram. Who knows? They got in the black SUVs that had mud up the sides like they'd been on some muddy roads or something and gone back roads to get where they were at to stop to eat. Were they the ones that put the Sabo in Winston-Salem? That might be. I don't know. But they took off, so the person that let me know about it, they don't know where they went or didn't get no license plates or nothing like that. And we don't want them to track them like that because it's dangerous as hell, okay? But I'm just telling you that there's the game is afoot inside the United States and that Putin can do what he wants to do here, all right? And take something out here. Now, another thing on this communication with this 200 kilohertz, where it sounds like water, but it would also go through the earth, this could be some kind of a beacon, all right? Could be a beacon or like a relay or what, you know, I mean, I'm not the radio guy, but let's say it could be used as a beacon, all right? What do they use as a beacon for? Well, you're not necessarily vectoring in the internal portion of the United States, maybe. You're not vectoring in blackjack bombers. No, you mean vectoring in either ICBM, multiple reentry, you know, MIRV type technology where you got all kind of nuclear weapons coming down, individual nuclear warheads coming down, or you would vector in perhaps a hypersonic. Or if you're on a coastline, just a regular cruise missile. Or if they've got a bomber off of California, like they do quite frequently, or off Alaska, or off of Maryland, or Virginia, or, you know, up around Maine, Massachusetts, or down off Florida way, or, you know, somewhere like that. Or out of Venezuela, or out of Cuba. They could launch just a regular cruise missile with a nuclear warhead on it. It'd be there in less than 5 minutes. Hit Miami or Charleston, Savannah, whatever, you know. New Orleans. You know, all the chemical and refineries there in Texas, refineries and chemical plants. Shipyards, Bragg. This ocean, Treasure Island for the submarines, Jacksonville, or up Hampton Roads and Virginia Beach and Oceana and all of that, or San Diego and take it out. And incidentally, look at all the armor that left San Diego. That's probably going to Taiwan. And then isn't it interesting that we've told you about in South Korea that apparently Walter Reed allegedly, Walter Reed may have allegedly done a trial, experimental trial on some kind of a vaccine on the troops over there at Casey, all right, Camp Casey in South Korea. And that they locked up all the people they gave the vax to in their quarters. Confined to quarters for over a week or 2 weeks. I don't know if they're out yet because I haven't heard from that yet. But I'm telling you, maybe they're in jeopardy in South Korea of going sick or going ill, you see, from another experimental vaccine, all right? So, ladies and gentlemen, the game is afoot. It's not good. And rich
gotta do. Don't you know he's gonna try to beat it Putin's nose, you see. Well, they got the ISIS guy. Our special forces, the special ops commandos got him. And that's good that they took out an evil person like that. But all of that is going on, and meanwhile, you got troops going into Romania, you got troops going into Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. You probably got some in Ukraine as well, but they ain't going to tell you that, all right? And meanwhile, what's going to defend the United States? If they decide to come here and the Red Chinese all of a sudden pop a bunch of cargo ships in and on the West Coast, and it's like, we got your ticky, but you ain't got no ticky, but we ain't got no laundry for you. We got boom boom for you, you know? Or the Russians pop their saboteurs and pop a whole bunch of chemical plants, pipelines, all kind of stuff. And then why is it that the top slots of the Luciferian New World Order are in league, in our government, our military, our intelligence, are in league with Lucifer and his minions and these communist sons of bucks, okay? I hope you want to keep old Hawk on the air. I hope you want to keep old Hawk swinging at the Lucy and keep him in the game. Anything is most needed and most welcome, believe me. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. A little bit of silver, better reserve notes. Little boat, gold, whatever, hand it, or a check. Most welcome, most needed. And for all those who have sent, God, may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. God bless you. And for all the cane fighters out there, the special cane fighters, may the Lord bless you and protect you against all evil and provide you superabundance. Different ones across the globe and across the United States. I say hi to you tonight. But I will tell you to methodically prepare with food. But just don't get food. But food is being driven out. You look with all the pray that your flight not be in winter or on the Sabbath day. And you look at 100 million people under the ice and the snow. And here we got about 6 to 8 inches of snow. Didn't get the ice. Other places have got like Springfield, Missouri, or up into the Indiana or Illinois or Ohio, going on east now. They had a bunch of ice and, you know, a foot of snow on top of that. Chicago had a ton of snow. But all of this, you see, is removing what? Food from the grocery stores, and the trucks are not running, and there's shortages, even on canned peas. And the old, she's not old, but I mean the good reporter, Lady J, down there in the Blue Ridge and the Smokies, she's even saying that it's hard to find a can of peas that is less than a buck, okay, or more than a dollar. A lot of them are more than a dollar. And apparently there was a pea shortage last fall or last harvest. This stuff is getting seriously. The beef herds, the poultry herds, the pork herds, all going down, down, down. And do you not think that the U.S. military is not buying food by the trainload? But as well as the food, you need water. I've told my old engine buddy to put some more water back in Utah, all right? Which he did. And may the Lord Jesus touch you, my friend. May he touch you, my friend, and provide you with medical miracles. Provide you with medical miracles on your knees, your back, etc., and restore you to full fighting function. Not that you couldn't fight like a crazy horse or something right now, all right? But may he do that for you tonight. And may you know that's him, because he's going to touch you and you're going to feel the anointing, brother. And God bless Steve Quayle. 406-586-4840 for him. Call him up. Take advantage while you can of his books, his videos, all the stuff, or buy some silver or gold from him. Or Steve also has excellent, top-quality night vision. And he has radiation detectors. Call him up and you tell him Old Hawk sent you. You can just click through on the stevequayle.com as well. And all of those out there, if you want to help the good friends with the Indochina Bible Project, check in with the Nudemakers. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. Don't go into there, Luciferian knife, got to fight, ladies and gentlemen. You stand up, you put on the full armor of God, you put on your own body armor. You can get level 4. Go to Sportsman's Guide and look for level 4. It don't have to be 3 or 3A. You can get level 4 plates there. Get your helmet there, too. They've got still some surplus. Italian surplus PASGAT. They've got British surplus. And they'll turn a 30 round, maybe, or they might turn a pistol round anyway. Or shrapnel to protect your head. Bandango Raiders, I know you're ready, but mighty men and women about her. Use your high technology, and you know who the people are. You strike blows against the enemy of the Lord Jesus with your high technology weaponry, all right? And against any of the fallen angels, alien crew coming in from space, knock them out of the box. And get ready to strike down those who would...